They should have built it bigger or something. You know, I mean, it's such a huge story. They should have built a bigger Alamo.
That's ridiculous.
All right, so one of the guys we ran into was John, and to say that John wasn't a sports fan is an understatement. Because John, he has some very interesting guesses to some of our sports questions. So here's our first interview with John, who happened to be a Willie Nelson lookalike.
Yeah.
Cool. What's your name?
John.
John, you follow any of the NFL teams in the NFL?
Sure don't.
Did you know that there is a team from Texas? There's two teams in Texas. Can you name the two teams in Texas?
And the Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys and the Spurs. That's right.
Very good. Very good. Do you know who's the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys?
Nope. Dan Marino.
What about the tattoos you have here? How many tattoos do you have?
About 200.
200?
Yeah.
How old were you when you first got your first tattoo?
14.
And what was it of?
A mushroom.
A what?
Mushroom.
A mushroom. Why would you get a mushroom tattoo?
I don't know. No idea.
You ever taken mushrooms?
Yep.
When was the last time you took mushrooms?
20 years ago.
20 years? What is the last drug that you've done if mushrooms were 20 years ago?
Marijuana.
When would that have been?
About 2 months ago.
2 months ago? Is it hard to come by in San Antonio?
Nope.
Easy?
Yep.
What is this between your finger and your thumb there? What is that?
Marijuana leaf.
Oh. Marijuana leaf. So what are the other ones you have here? Lead us through. This is like a voyage of your life, isn't it, John?
Yep. All kinds of
Grim Reaper?
What is that there? Is that
Grim
that's
Reaper.
Not Jesus, is it?
Grim Reaper.
Grim Reaper. And this is a star. Cowboy fan.
Yep.
Is that a cowboy star?
Bulldog, Black Panther, name it.
What all's over there?
Playboy bunny, cards, dragon, butterfly, knife, hearts, roses.
Now, what would your mother say, John, about you getting all these tattoos?
She didn't like it.
She didn't?
Nope.
What about your dad?
He didn't care.
He didn't care? Well, how are your parents still alive?
My mom is.
Where's your dad?
He's passed away in 1990.
Big Arkansas fan?
Yep.
You know how to call the hogs? You want to do it?
No.
All right, what about a spur? Can you name a couple spurs?
Don't know any of them.
Would you like to hazard a guess? Guess one guy in the NBA.
Dan Marino. It's about the only one I know. Oh, I ain't much on sports.
Sports. Yeah. What are you up to? All right, can you name, what's your favorite movie star? Have you met anybody famous, John?
Have I met anybody famous?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cartwright, Bonanza. As a kid, Alice Cooper, Def Leppard.
That's the weirdest collection of people.
Yep. What's your favorite Def Leppard song? Do you remember any of them?
I don't even remember any of them.
Pour Some Sugar on Me, remember that one?
Which one?
Pour Some Sugar on Me?
Yeah.
Can you sing a little bit of that one?
Nah, I can't sing.
You can sing a little bit. You got to be able to sing one song.
I can't sing.
How about a Willie Nelson song?
Nah, I don't know.
Willie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of look like Willie a little bit.
Yeah, everybody says that.
Sing us a little Willie song. We'll end it with that.
I don't know any.
Can you name one Willie song?
Whiskey River.
There you go. All right, here's John with a little Whiskey River. Go ahead. Take it away, John. A one and a two and a one, two, three.
Go ahead.
Whiskey River, take my mind down. No?
All right. Too.
All right, thanks, John. Appreciate it. You have a good evening, man.
Good luck to you, buddy.
He was just, he was the guy who just drained you when you talked to him. Energy flowed out of you and into him.
Name one NBA player, Dan Marino.
Yeah. Who also, oddly enough, was a two-sport athlete.
Right.
Played for the Spurs. He played for the Spurs and the Cowboys.
He wasn't much on sports, he said, but he knew Dan Marino.
Yeah. That's the one athlete that he knows, Dan Marino. And then we went up and we talked to a guy named Gary. Now, Gary also was kind of a sports idiot. He knew a little bit more than John. And Gary, now, by the way, John, if you wanted to picture John, picture Willie Nelson, who smells like diarrhea. All right, now John, Gary, the second guy we're about to hear, he had no chin and looked like Ichabod Crane.
Yeah.
And also just milling about in front of the Alamo.
Yes.
With no purpose, seemingly.
No, he had a job. He was hauling
chairs. Working, he was doing snow cone work, he said.
Yeah.
And his teeth looked British. I think he may have been British.
He has great laugh, too.
Yeah. So let's listen to Gary. Want to ask you a few sports questions?
Oh, I don't like sports.
No sports?
No sports. Oh.
Yeah. Well, like, what's your favorite sport?
Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys.
So football.
Football, yeah.
Can you name me five Cowboys, your five favorite Cowboys?
No. What's his name? What's that guy's name? What's his guy's name?
Austin.
Roger Staubach.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a kid, I used to watch him. All right, I don't watch him anymore.
That's right. You remember the receiver that Roger used to always connect with?
Homer. I don't know who he is. I don't know who he is. Huh?
Pete.
No, I don't know who he was.
What's your name?
Gary.
Gary. All right, Gary. Now, do you like watching all these tourists gawk at the Alamo?
No, I don't pay attention to that. I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm working.
Doing your own thing?
Yeah, there's snow cones.
Yeah. What is the most famous person you've ever met?
Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley. Yeah. You just look like you're dumbfounded. Yeah. Yeah. Remember Elvis Presley? Yeah, I met him one time with my mother when I was a little kid. Huh?
Where'd this happen?
In Nashville. My mother was down, took us all down there for a trip, and we met him.
What was he doing?
He was singing.
While you were trying to talk to him?
No. He come down in the audience and met everybody. Shook everybody's hand.
About how old were you?
I'm 6 years old.
Is that pretty cool?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Who
else? My mom was a Elvis fan.
Have you seen any sexual activity going on around here? People like doing weird things in public?
Oh, the bad thing people do is pee when they're not supposed to pee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the people on the street.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking that I saw someone doing something funny over there.
Oh, well, they're going through the garbage all the time. I see people doing that. That's a bad thing.
Yeah. But somehow I interpreted that as sexual.
That's sexual? Some people going through the garbage?
Well, I mean, if you do something with another person's garbage place, then yeah.
I guess so. I never thought of it that way. But. Yeah.
All right, Gary, appreciate it.
Yeah, they did go through the garbage and stuff. And
all right, the end.
Yeah, the end. Yeah.
Oh, why'd you cut him off?
Well, I don't know, because he was getting back into something we already covered.
He was about to make another point.
Wow,
that was a great laugh.
And if you just stood and stared at him, he would just keep laughing. He would just keep going. Oh, my goodness.
We've got to bring that laugh back to the Metroplex.
Two of the characters that mill out in front of the Alamo. I don't know if they were tourists or what. I guess this guy was a snow cone guy.
Yeah.
So he was a bit beaten. But whatever snow cone company he works for, they do not have dental.
No.
I mean, none.
Or maybe he just doesn't take advantage of their fine dental program.
Junior, you would not believe this guy's teeth. You weren't up close to him.
No.
But he, when you looked at him, it looked like he had spackled them with some sort of
dirt.
Peppered butter is what it looked like.
Did he have all of them?
Yeah, he had all. It was like all one continuous tooth.
Ugh.
But it had been antiqued. His teeth looked like they had been antique.
Tea stained.
Yeah.
All right, we ran into some more interesting characters that you'll hear later in the week. A group of young toughs that we thought Gordo was risking his life approaching, but it turned out they fell in love with him.
Oh, they loved Gordo.
And you'll also hear from Daniel, who was quite the intriguing story, and he'll probably lead us into a further discussion. We may do that tomorrow morning at this time. All right, it's 8:25 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.